Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Born to Serve, written by Josephine Cox and read by Sherry Baines.
I could take him away from you any time I wanted.
Claudia Marshall slithered out of her undergarment and unashamedly regarded herself in the mirror. What she saw was a vision of beauty. A tall, perfectly proportioned figure with pert white breasts and long, slender legs. Her straight brown hair flowed over her shoulders, and her pale grey eyes glinted with malice as they stared beyond her own reflection to that of the maid. Jenny Dickens boldly met the other young woman's taunting gaze. She was a pretty young thing, with short fair hair and soft blue eyes that were easily given to smiling. But she wasn't smiling now. In fact, her cheeks were pink with anger, and her fists were clenched by her sides. Seeing the effect her cruel words were having, Claudia swung round and laughed aloud.
Poor Jenny, she cooed sweetly. So pleased with herself, because at last she's got a man who's promised to marry her. And not before time, is it? I mean, you're 5 years older than me, aren't you? And at 23, you're almost left on the shelf.
With her hands on her hips, she came across the room to stand before the other young woman.
Look at me, she invited,
brazenly twirling about to display her magnificent nakedness.
Ask yourself how any man could possibly resist me.
When Jenny remained still and silent, Claudia was enraged.
He might be your sweetheart, you little fool, she said in a cutting voice. But he's mine for the taking. All I have to do is crook my little finger and he'll come running. I've seen him watching me. And if you weren't so stupid, you'd know he can't wait to bed me.
In fact, the opposite was true. Claudia had tried everything she could think of to make Frank Winfield notice her, but he was irritatingly aloof. Now, thinking of his strong, broad shoulders and earthy good looks, she purred with pleasure at the idea.
That ring on your finger won't mean anything if I decide to have him, she threatened with a wicked smile. And I'm bored. There's no telling what I'll do when I'm bored.
She enjoyed being cruel. It gave her a sense of power. Besides, she had a deep-down yearning for Jenny's young man, and it would be so good to humble this proud creature who had the nerve to look at her as though she was something that had just crawled out from under a stone.
Don't stare at me like that, she warned, or I'll have you dismissed.
After all, Jenny Dickens was only a servant in her father's house.